understand they got all their places rented and everything seems to be going along fine, except Mary Elizabeth was in the hospital again. And she's been keeping the books, and she real tired. And Aunt Mary wished she was up there to help her. And Swede can't get any good help, and he's so far behind in his orders that Uncle Jim wants to go up and give him a hand. And it seems like Theda was up with her mother for a couple of weeks, and Jean took everybody out to dinner, and I guess they went up to Chambers Lake, and the aspen had nearly all turned and were so beautiful. I've never seen so much color up the canyon before, and we had a beautiful trip. You told me that the colors were pretty this year. That's real good. I'd like to see that. I know that your letter, you said you knew I missed the fall colors. And I do. I'd like to see them. And I will. Plenty of times. Jean Grace didn't go to the football game. It was the high school, and everybody else went, except Margie and me. And, Jack just came and left the kids, and he has to go and get a muffler put on his car. Melvin is busy building their new home. She wishes he wasn't out there, because it's too far away. See, kids is too far away from school, but they're all enthused about it. Earl and Ida are in Oregon, and everybody out there is having heart attacks in Oregon and sick. All them old folks are really having the troubles. And Sadie had a spell with her heart, and Ed had a spell with his heart. And Earl and Ida went out to see him. All, and let's see, everyone else around here is okay. Too busy, of course. Hope this election will turn out for the best. Lots of problems to solve, and it looks discouraging. We're praying for you, Carl, and know he'll take care of you. Love and kisses, Aunt Mary. Well, dear old Aunt Mary, she's been nice to me, I guess. I always will remember and think of her as part of my life, too. Aunt Grace. Aunt Grace seems to be the one that has a bad time with her eyes and so forth, and I think she suffered more. Mary, she said, Grace said, Mary told me you have a birthday card, and here's a card, and thinking of you especially. She says, I have a feeling you may be very near or in some of it. I think of you all there trying to do something for someone. Let's see, what else? She says, this card is not so good, but don't seem to have what I'd like here, but just to send you my love and let you know we are okay in this war. I guess she's talking about Althea. She thinks I'm in the middle of it. Like I said before, this peaceful southern part of the I-Corps is nothing but rain and apple blossoms, if there's any apples. But it's nice to get a letter from you, honey, and it came just at the right time, because I hadn't had one for a couple of days, and I'm real pleased to be able to tell you that it's here. You say you're working real hard, and I know you are, and I know it takes weekends take all out of you, and but you have got a nice bed and a good place to sleep and rest up, and a good healthy body that you exercise with all the time, and use that exogeny, and it's just nice to be alive, isn't it, when we feel so good physically and have nothing wrong with us and know that we can do our work and that we've got something to show for it and some security maybe. Because you and I brought up in the era where we need certain kinds of security or feel better and more comfortable if we know we have things like a home, car, and television. But I guess we don't need to worry too much because you and I have these things that we've worked on all our married life with one another, things that mean happiness and contentment and peace of mind. I wish I was a little sharper on the uptake. I wish my synapse, the electrical particles in my nerve centers were a little sharper, that I wish a few of these things, maybe it's better that I don't have them, but I wish anyway that I had them sometime. I'm not inclined to want to talk like a lot of these people that just keep yakking, and I'm satisfied to rather not say too much, but there's times when a person has to talk and I have my little problems of getting thoughts out, particularly when I haven't been thinking about them too much. Maybe this letter that I'm writing to you now, voicing to you, is a good example, because I'd been asleep when I started to write, and I feel so comfortable, just like I'm sitting in the front room talking to you, that I'm not, I'm more comfortable than thinking about you receiving this on the other end. But you say you like to hear my voice, and you're really, it's a comfort for you. So maybe this will be a comfort too. I don't know what's wrong with that. These tapes, I'm cutting them just like I always have. There shouldn't be any reason at all for you to have to turn that tape over. It's, I just run it through and tape it, and on both sides there. There's no reason that it should be turned over. I just wonder it can't go on wrong. It can only come off the tape one way, and so it's the way it goes on there from here. So I don't know what's wrong. It plays back good on mine, and it's loud and clear, so I know it's cutting all right. But I have this has a stereo, and then I switch it on to one track or the other, and When I turn the tape over, it tapes on the other part of the track, the other side of the same side. So I don't know how you can turn them over, because it should be playing backwards, and that isn't the way it should go. I guess you fiddled around, or you've had people fooling around with your machine, so I don't know what it is. When I come home, why, we'll play with it. I'm still womping around on my old scooter. I haven't got into any trouble so far. I'm really careful on that thing. However, I'm learning a little more about it, and it rides a little easier, and I'm learning how to shift the gears a little better. Did I tell you the other day that I started Vietnamese language class? They've got one going down here, and they finally got one started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I got into it. I don't know whether I'm going to make out in it or not, but I've only been able to go one class, and I've been a whole week in the class, rather, but I can only go one time, so it looks like still the old business of being crowded, too crowded to get anything done. Well, honey, it's coming time now to tell you that I sure think a lot of you, and that I'm just anxious to get home and to hold you and talk to you. And I know that you're anxious to have me home. I hope that everything goes well for us. I'm sure it will. There's no reason why it shouldn't. Everything looks good now. We're doing real fine, and you keep telling me you're putting that old $1,000 in the bank in that kitty every month. By the way, our stocks have gone up another dollar. It's gone up about $2 now, so we're going real good if she keeps climbing. Then looks like I'm going to have to save my money. I'm going to have to put another little slug in there, but we're doing all right. It's just like money in the bank. It's like putting it in savings, only getting more interest rate on it. And I'm not the least bit worried about it. And you stay well now. You say you've been going to the doctor, and he gives you them shots, and you feel somewhat better. But you take good care of yourself, and you have pretty well. You've always been in pretty good condition. And I'll do the same here. My refugee gal is still with us. I haven't been able to do much for her yet. I'm going to one of these days, however, when I get my mind made up. If somebody don't do something, I'm going to, but I never seem to have the time. Well, I love you very much, honey. I love you with all my heart. Here's a big kiss and a hug. And you keep that little dog close to you. She seems to be your best bet. You didn't say anything about my relatives, Lou So I guess everything's going good with him. Tell Bob that if he comes over to Boulder that it's a nice place to be and he'll enjoy the town. And it's real peaceful here in Quannai today. And I hope it's peaceful when you get this little missile and that you can enjoy this tape as much as I enjoy making it. So take care of yourself, honey. Tell all the folks I said howdy. My relatives and those others. If you ever get a see run into old Ben Lumpkin, give him my regards. And you might call my dad and see how he's doing. He's probably getting chilblains already and getting cold up there. I'll see you, honey. Goodbye now. I love you very much. And here's a kiss for you. I just happen to think if you have any, you have an earplug for that machine, plug it in and see how it sounds. I wear some earphones when I, if I want to hear real good. And boy, it makes everything pretty. Try those earplugs. Try that ear piece you got there. And that'll make it sound real, real plain. Well, I guess this tape will go until I say that there's something I gotta say. Key that it says, I know what I wanted to ask you about the football team. Is Colorado going to have any football team this year? And are they playing over there? And are they having any big exciting times out your door with the highway? And without any traffic, toll traffic up there, I guess they zoom up and down that highway without any trouble. I had to read where they're not going to be too strong and we don't get to see them, so I guess they don't have much, or we'd hear something about it in the sports magazines. Goodbye, baby. Here.